William, I suppose shell-shocked after that result.
Yeah, it's very difficult to take, especially the halfway point. The lads were in good spirit. Getting 190, which I thought was just probably above par on this pitch. I think it was with having the day game on it as well. There was potentially a wee bit there holding up with the slower balls and for the spinners, but when you know you have to come out and chase in 14 overs and play the way they played, you've got to give a lot of credit to them, and they managed to clear the ropes and struck it pretty cleanly from there.
Yeah, the spinners in particular were very expensive, but all our guys were getting hit out of the park.
Yeah, in fact, Kevin and Murch spoke quite well there. Obviously, you're going to go for a few, but they both particularly well. Maybe we were a wee bit too full in general, but it's very hard when one ball goes straight over your head and the next ball disappearing out over mid-wicket and they're striking it very cleanly. It's whenever it's a no-win, no-lose situation for them, it is very difficult to defend against, but fair play to Holland, the way they come out and attacked it, really.
I suppose now is not really the time for post-mortems immediately after the game, but is there concern with our bowling that maybe you haven't got an express pace, man? We do seem a little bit samey at times.
Well, I think that's something we've never necessarily really had in Ireland as such at the minute. Obviously, Boyd Rankin was the last one we had, and we've lost him to England, but express pace is something that you would want, and I think there'll be quite a few teams that want that around the world, and you need that. So yeah, if we can get one, obviously got Craig Young on his tour who's got that potential, and you got young Chase back home as well and people like that, so we'll be looking towards those lads over the next 12 months as well to kind of step up and get as much experience as he can. I know that Craig over the last 8 weeks will have learned quite a bit being on tour and what things are about, really. So he didn't get many chances here. He played a couple of games when we were away in the Caribbean, but the more he can play and the more he learns, the better it's going to be for ourselves, because he does have that something different as well. But I think it, on a pitch like this, which is so good and so true, you can hit through the ball. I think that if you do bowl express pace on, you can use the pace. If you bowl medium pace, you can hit through the line. It's just a very good cricket wicket. So yes, looking a bit too in the future, but we've got lads there that have got that potential.
I suppose the big positive from today was Andrew Poynter.
Yeah, he struck the ball very well. A great partnership there with Kevin, put on 140 odd balls, so that's a fantastic effort from those two. I think that we did play well with the bat. Obviously, it was just a game of two halves for ourselves, and we've come out the wrong side of it.